This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And good morning. So glad to be here at the Global Meetings Industry Day at the Hyatt. Man, you can just feel the energy in this meeting, in this gathering, as hundreds of meeting planners and journalists from all over have come to talk about the value of business meetings, trade shows, exhibitions, and conventions and conferences. Joining me now, right off the bat, Mark Romig, New Orleans & Company Chief Marketing Officer. Good morning.
Hey, Dave. Good to be with you.
You got to eat breakfast with all these folks, see everyone coming in. Everyone looks so happy to be here and to be talking about New Orleans.
It's so good to meet with people again. That is just the magic of what's happening now that we're coming out of COVID. You know, people are saying we're out of the pandemic. You know, we are moving in that direction, and we have found that people are just wanting to get together and trade ideas and meet each other and exchange new research. And that's what's so important about what we're doing today, just to highlight the importance that this is for not only global activity, but for New Orleans. It's so important to our city.
Yeah. So tell me, how did this happen? Where did the idea of Global Meetings Industry Day come from? And what is the purpose of this gathering?
Well, it's not only happening in New Orleans. It's our opportunity with the meetings industry to highlight to our local communities why we do what we do, why we bring visitors to New Orleans for meetings, trade shows, corporate meetings, conventions, special events. Because it's the driver behind so many small businesses that are part of our community and part of all these other communities around the world, for that matter. And so the industry decided to use this day, and this is happening every place that has the conventions that come to those destinations, to make sure that we are speaking with good people like you, our local community, local businesses. We have people from across New Orleans coming today to hear this message, bankers, retailers, people who are working in the audiovisual world, anybody that is important to our economy, has been invited here to hear this message, how important it is, what they play into keeping our community strong and making it even stronger.
You know, at the Jazz Fest 1 month out news conference, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser said that we're on pace to have finally a record year again for the first time since COVID when it comes to tourism. When it comes to individuals coming to Louisiana, we know that we've already seen more money being spent than ever before. Hotels are bringing in more money than ever before. Tax coffers are being filled at a fantastically high rate. But the concern has always been, will the business community react the same way? During COVID, there was a concern, I know, amongst tourism and, more importantly, meeting planners about, is business going to say, wait a minute, now that we have Zoom and we have Microsoft Meetings and we have all these abilities and ways to meet virtually, are they going to resume with the same level of travel that they did before the pandemic? And are we seeing that with the business traveler the way we are with the leisure traveler?
Well, it's interesting. I just heard a story. We were talking with a meeting planner that said that she's going to continue offering the hybrid model to her attendees, but she's seeing an increased number of people who now have been engaged in the association by being able to Zoom in or Teams meeting into meetings these past 2 years, who are now seeing opportunities to come and meet in person, and she's getting larger amounts of registrants for her meetings. So what's happened, I think, is the past 2.5 years, more and more people were able to engage that maybe weren't able to travel before to these meetings, now along with a trade show or association or a convention, and they want to be here now in person. So I think it's actually been a very good thing, because more and more people have been exposed to the reason that they want to get together, and it's going to see us return, I think, quicker than we thought.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people had told us previously they wanted to do this again. They wanted conventions. They wanted meetings. They wanted exhibitions. They wanted conferences. But the corporations and the employers said they didn't have the money to fund the travel. No, we can't send you to New Orleans for a convention. No, we're not paying for a hotel room and a flight and all those things. Even though the managers wanted to go, the participants wanted to go, finally, it feels like at least some of that's starting to change.
Yeah, we're seeing that change. And I think
the companies recognize the value of sending their employees to these gatherings.
Yeah, we're seeing that. And that's why we say New Orleans is the perfect place for this to happen. You know, it's very competitive, this business, but we truly are built to host. When you think about 26,000 hotel rooms within a 2.5-mile radius, the public transportation like our streetcar system, the fact that literally every attraction's within a walkable distance, major restaurants. That's why we see these conventions and trade shows coming back here, and why corporations are coming back here. You know, we all know we've got a major event coming in 2025 called the Super Bowl, and this will be our 11th. And again, it's another model for why a city like New Orleans is chosen to host these great events, because we are built to host here.
And that gets to the idea that these things don't just happen. They're not just organic. People don't just go, yeah, we're going to have a meeting in New Orleans, and boom, everyone's there and it happens. There is so much that has to go in behind the scenes to coordinating and planning and making what turns out to look like it's so easy and so much fun actually be successful.
There are professionals in this business. New Orleans & Company is a sales and marketing organization at its heart. Our team goes out and pitches New Orleans to these meeting planners, to these corporations, to come and spend their money in our city. You have Nashville doing the same thing. You've got Houston, Orlando, Las Vegas. You name any other major city, they've got a team like ours going out to compete with us. And so we have to be in the front of these decision makers, whether they're corporate executives or the meeting planning industry, to show them why New Orleans is a city that's built to host. And we work very closely with our partners like the New Orleans, the Convention Center, the Memorial Convention Center, and all of our hotels that have meeting space, because they not only are meeting in the Convention Center, they're meeting in great hotels like the Hyatt Regency, where we're holding our event today. And we put these packages together. Usually there's an RFP involved. They're putting their best prices together. And a lot of these conventions are planning 4, 5, 10 years out. We have conventions on the books right now that are going to be coming here in 2032.
2032.
That's how far out the planning goes with these large groups, because then they get into a cycle. They'll come to our city, then they'll move to another city, then another city, then they come back to our city. We just want to make sure that we're always in that cycle. That's very important.
And when you talk about the complexity of these things, they have to get here. Once they get here, they have to get to their hotel. There has to be a hotel room for them. They have to eat. They have to be entertained. And so all of these things require people, and there are so many tentacles.
Right, and it's touching so many businesses in New Orleans. We love our leisure visitor. We love that honeymooner. We love the person coming here for a girls' or a boys' weekend. All that's very important. The convention delegate, the meeting delegate, the person's coming here for a trade show, is spending sometimes twice as much as a leisure visitor, or somebody spending for them, because they're on a corporate expense account.
Right. They're spending the boss's money.
Exactly. So there are those receptions, and then there are the special events. They'll rent out the National World War II Museum or the New Orleans Museum of Art. Very, very special
so
events.
Venues, caterers, DJs, bands,
production companies,
lighting,
artists, all of our culture bearers,
transportation.
That really are the basis and the backbone of our city, are hired out to participate, whether they're the Black Mardi Gras Indians or a jazz band or an artist that's going to do a rendering of the event. They're all part of the magic that New Orleans can only do, and that's why we keep saying we are built to host.
Built to host. That's the theme here at Global Meetings Industry Day. I'm Dave Cohen, coming to you live from the Hyatt Regency in downtown New Orleans, where hundreds of meeting planners, journalists, and others have gathered. We're talking with Mark Romig, the Chief Marketing Officer for New Orleans & Company. At least that's the hat he's wearing right now. We know he has many others. When we come back, I want to talk about the pace at which this business tourism is returning to our city. We know that the leisure travel has come back with a roaring satisfaction. People have been needing to feed that hunger for coming to New Orleans and have a good time here. Are we seeing that business traveler coming back at the same pace? We'll see what Mark Romig says about that after this, live from the Hyatt at the Global Meetings Industry Day on WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
And we're here with Mark Romig, the Chief Marketing Officer for New Orleans & Company. And with hundreds of people here talking about the importance and the value of face-to-face gatherings to business and the importance and the value to New Orleans of doing that, how are we doing? What is the pace at which we're seeing the business travel return to New Orleans?
Yeah, thank you. That's a very good question, because 2022 was really better than we thought it was going to be, and we went into 2023 knowing it was going to be a little bit lighter year than 2022, but we're seeing the pace pick up. We just had the American Academy of Dermatology in New Orleans last week, 18,000 people. We wish we had more of those this year.
The great thing about those, and I've always noticed, is not only does it bring all the doctors and all of their support staff, but it brings their families with them.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
When the doctors are having their gatherings and their meetings and their discussions, their families are out spending.
Again, another positive point about what associations and trade shows and conventions can bring, higher spend, more people engaged, families, and so forth. But 2023 is not as heavy as 2022 was. And, the pandemic, we're out of the cycle. We need to get back in. And our teams are out there competing with all other cities to still try to get someone to make one of those last-minute decisions to come in. Because, as I said earlier, it takes several years in this planning cycle. People are booking out. These are huge efforts to bring people in. So they're working it hard. I know I've heard from others that they think 2023 will bring us back up to where we were in 2019.
Which was a record year.
Which was a record year, our best year ever. I'm not ready to project that yet. There's still lots of months ahead of us. But, we're pushing really hard to bring that business here. And, again, each and every day we wake up for the same reason. This is spending that's going to help improve our community, build a better economy, put more people to work, and just generally create the atmosphere that that New Orleans, we believe, can only provide, and that is, we think, the best hospitality in the world.
We saw unique challenges during the pandemic with not only businesses not wanting to send people places for obvious reasons. Travel was, voodoo. It was not something that people wanted to do because they were afraid of what the impact could be. But even once we got through that, we had the staffing challenges. We had the issues with, are there going to be enough servers in the restaurants? Are there going to be enough staffers in the hotels? Are we seeing those challenges addressed at the same pace at which we're seeing the travel return?
I wish it was as fast, but we still have many jobs available in this industry. We went from about 90,000 people working in March of 2020 down to about 40,000, 45,000 by that summer. Slowly but surely, we're gaining those numbers back. We have regular job fairs. We've got a very important job board on our own website, neworleans.com/jobs. There are jobs available today. Somebody can go on that site now and leave with a job. We're getting there. But again, Dave, to be perfectly frank and honest, we're just not there yet. But we keep pushing hard on that.
But the opportunities are there, and I guess that's the good news.
Opportunities are there. And the employers have realized, many of the employers have realized that they're taking a different approach to the recruiting, the benefits that come along with this, making sure that people understand that there is a roadmap for growth in the industry. You can make this a career. I went to hotel school back in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to be in this industry. And, you know, you work your way through the many jobs that can come along with it, and it can be a lifelong career, as we want to make sure people understand.
And at the same time, we're talking about how rates have gone up, how the revenue that we're seeing from travel is increasing, and that means that there's opportunity for higher pay also in the industry.
Again, great opportunities for anyone, either from an entry level. You know, a lot of people look at this as a way to maybe have some extra dollars for a college or high school, and they're going to work a part-time job. But those others who want to see this as an opportunity to build a career, you know, take care of their family, those opportunities are there too. And we want to make sure that we keep messaging that. But New Orleans remains a destination that people want to come to. We did research prior to starting our leisure campaign a couple of years ago and realized that people come to New Orleans because of the people. They want to be part of something so special that we think we can deliver better than anyone. And again, we have a city that has lots of challenges, but we also have a city that provides so many opportunities for not only the locals, but us locals, but for visitors. And why we see more than 60% of the visitors that come are repeat visitors. That speaks a lot.
Yeah, and, you know, it's always fun to watch someone who has come to New Orleans for the first time. And we see that more, I think, with the business travelers than the leisure travelers, because maybe they didn't have an opportunity or a reason before, or didn't realize that they needed to come to New Orleans. But just the reaction when everyone that they interact with is genuinely glad they're here, is friendly to them, is welcoming. And in so many places, that's not the case. In so many places, you don't see the same kind of personal interaction that you see in New Orleans.
And it starts at the airport, mm-hmm. at the arrival point, or someone driving in from one of our local drive cities. You know, I should mention, too, our key market is that drive market, you know, a 400-mile radius. Those mm-hmm. people have been here the most. They love us the most. And they come here because of what you just said. And they come here and discover that they need to come back because they can't get everything done that they want to do. And they bring their family or they bring their friends. And they're our best ambassadors. You know, social media has changed how we message. And people are sharing their great times and great stories. And also giving good feedback, because we're not perfect. And we take that feedback and we try to improve each and every time.
And, but it's just, to me, it's amazing. The learning curve is a very quick one. But they realize people hug here when they see each other. They realize that people smile at each other, that people legitimately want to talk to each other, and that there really is. And it's genuine. It's not because we want you to spend more money because you're here, which we do. But it really is genuine, I think, that people, not only in the industry, but just people everywhere that you run into, are just happy and glad you're here.
And, you know, that's the power of meetings. That's why we are finding more and more people who want to come together and have that interaction. The researchers, the scientists, the retail trade shows that come here, people want that interaction. And we're so proud to be a city that provides the venues, the background, and the people to make that happen.
Now, you said you didn't want to overpromise and underdeliver, that you didn't want to say. Others have said they think 2023 is going to be a record year in terms of combining both the leisure and the business travel. But beyond 2023, there's a lot of bright stuff on the horizon.
A lot of bright stuff.
You mentioned the Super Bowl, but there's a lot coming.
Yeah, we have meetings that are booked way in advance, and it's only because our team is out there working on a regular basis. That convention center for years has produced billions of dollars of economic impact, and that's a major piece of our economy, and that's so important. But this hotel and all the other hotels that bring in the meetings, and the groups do the same thing, and they're employing people. People are making careers out of working in the industry, and we just are so happy to be part of it.
Mark Romig, New Orleans & Company Chief Marketing Officer. Anything else you want to share with us on this Global Meetings Industry Day?
Well, I want to thank you and WWL for highlighting this important aspect of our economy and giving us the voice to share this with your listeners.
Well, thank you for everything you do, and glad things are on the right track, that it's all coming back, and the future does look bright.
Very positive.
Mark Romig here on WWL. We're going to change gears real quick. And we have another guest standing by, joining us right now here at the Hyatt Regency here in New Orleans on Global Meetings Industry Day. Steve Pettis is the managing partner of Dickey Brennan. I'm sorry, we had a little change here. We're going out of order. My apologies. Let me get that straight. Yep, here we are, back on track. All right. Sharef Karamat is the president and CEO of the Professional Convention Management Association. Thank you for joining us.
Nice to be here.
You're down from Chicago?
I am, actually. Got in here last night, yeah.
What was the weather like when you left Chicago?
You really want to know? It was snowing.
Here we are, almost April, and it's still snowing in Chicago.
I know. Don't tell me about it.
Well, welcome to New Orleans, where it's going to be summer tomorrow.
Yeah.
We'll be in the 80s tomorrow.
Well, so. This is summer for me anyway. Today is summer. It's good enough for me.
We're glad you're here. Tell me about the partnership between your organization and what we're seeing going on here in New Orleans with New Orleans & Company.
Yeah, you know, New Orleans has a tagline, if you will, says built to host. PCMA members plan 3 million events a year around the world.
3 million?
3 million. Think about that. And this incredible city is amazing at facilitating and hosting business events. As you all know, I mean, the welcome here, the hospitality, the partnership. So it's no accident that PCMA has a great relationship and a partnership with New Orleans & Company. The CVB, led by Walt, Stephanie, they are absolutely amazing at what they do. And business events drive incredible economic outcomes and social outcomes. And this city and this state uses business events as a critical source of economic growth.
So, absolutely.
So that partnership is not an accident. It is, you know, it's something that, and we truly value that relationship.
You know, we were talking with Mark Romig about what they're seeing locally in the trends and how last year was actually just an amazing year. This year they're hoping will be as successful. But tell us globally, since you have a much larger perspective, are we seeing businesses willing to spend the money and interested in returning to the kind of activity we saw in 2019, sending their employees around the world to meet with other people in the industry, to meet with other people in their companies, to have these get-togethers, and have they realized we can't do everything via video conferencing?
Well, first and foremost, we certainly can't do everything by video conferencing. We don't build trust in people if we don't meet them face to face. I could, you know, we could have many differences in life, but when I look at you eye to eye, we can appreciate other opinions and differences, and decide to work together, or at least appreciate other people's opinion. Let me just say this: you know, during COVID, we did a research project with McKinsey. And it said that we will see true return to 2019 levels in Q4 of 2023. Now, not every sector is going to come back at the same pace as all sectors, right? So, but what we are seeing is that business events is coming back. And I do want to make a point, because if someone thinks attending an event is a cost, then they've got it wrong. It's an investment. It's an investment in yourself. It's an investment in your company. And it's an investment in your community. Business events is about driving economic outcomes and social outcomes. And certainly, we should not diss digital or online events, because it actually helps promote face-to-face events. I think about it, you think of the New Orleans Saints. If their whole business model was built on just the people that could fit into the stadium, it would not be a good business. So we need digital to help drive face-to-face. The New Orleans Convention Center can only hold so many people. But if we can expose the world to New Orleans, more people would want to come here. It would drive even bigger. And that's what digital does.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, because before the pandemic, we did see that conventions, meetings did always have some sort of a digital component for people who could not attend, that they could either watch videos after the fact of presentations or research discussions. But now, are you seeing more of this hybrid where, okay, we're having the meeting, people are coming to the meeting, but we know not everyone can attend, so more people are attending virtually than perhaps did before?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a tremendous rise in digital events, and obviously, but it's not cannibalizing face-to-face. But the truth of the matter is that the digital experience, meeting someone, building bonds, building relationships, truly getting to know each other, understanding how you could actually integrate your, for example, Tulane or LSU into your event and their intelligence, meeting with the business community here in New Orleans, you cannot do that online. Yes, you can one-off, but you cannot bring that many people and do that online. So it is certainly complementary to face-to-face. And, you know, if you look back in 2008, corporate America almost wholesalely canceled all events. Associations didn't, but corporate America did. And you know what? They came back even more and greater and more of them.
You don't know what you got till it's gone.
Yes, because there was a realization that the people that canceled, it took longer for their businesses to come back. And we need every aspect of business. I look at digital as just another lane that we swim in to grow our business. Face-to-face is another one. And so it all drives good, but there is nothing like face-to-face to build relationships and conduct business and drive startup innovation and just innovation in general when you connect with people.
You know, we saw every year leading up to 2019 for 5 years, record visitation to New Orleans, record revenues, record everything. Of course, that stopped in its tracks because of COVID. But now it looks like we're on pace to return to those levels. Are we seeing that globally? Is it everywhere that we're seeing the business travel, the convention travel, the meetings, the exhibitions, the conferences? Are they all coming back globally?
They are coming back globally, but I'll tell you, certain sectors are still struggling. I mean, for example, when you think of the medical sector and the fact that we're going through COVID, the medical sector was so busy in their profession practicing and taking care of us, they needed to be, and they couldn't necessarily be attending events as frequently as they would like to. But around the world, we see business events are coming back. They're back. Certain sectors are going to come at different pace, but this is about an investment in their future, not a cost. And I don't know of anywhere in the world, and maybe one would say China, because the borders were closed longer. Mm-hmm. I mean, they recently opened the borders, so things are different there. So the domestic market was thriving, but not necessarily a global market.
We're talking with the man who runs the Professional Convention Management Association, who has the global view, President and CEO Sharef Karamat. When we come back, I want to know why he came to New Orleans today. It is Global Meeting Industry Day. These meetings are going on across the country, around the world, and he's here in New Orleans. We'll find out why after this. On the Newell Norman Show on WWL. Sharef Karamat is the president and CEO of the Professional Convention Management Association, PCMA. And you work out of Chicago.
I do.
And today is Global Meetings Industry Day. These gatherings are going on all across the globe today. Why did you come here to New Orleans?
Well, you know, that's a good question, by the way. It's the same time that the Entrepreneurs Week is happening in New Orleans. And I felt that it's fitting that Global Meetings Industry Day be celebrated in New Orleans, because business events is about driving economic good. It's about driving innovation in every sector. And I thought it would be a great collision to be between that conference and what we do. Also, about New Orleans has a tagline called Built to Host. I think it's a very fitting tagline about the role that New Orleans plays in facilitating business events that drive economic outcomes, not just for the state or the city, but for the entire country. And so that's why I chose it.
Well, we're glad that you did, and that you're here with these hundreds of other meeting planners, journalists, and other folks who are really sounding the rallying cry for face-to-face meetings and the importance of having business meetings, having conventions, trade shows, exhibitions, and all those sorts of things, because it was pretty scary during the pandemic.
Sure it was.
And there was real fear that business would abandon these kinds of gatherings.
Yeah, and if a business thinks this is a cost, they're making an error here. This is a strategic investment in their future in developing their businesses. So I think most businesses recognize the importance, but there's also some ancillary things that we should think about what happened during COVID. I don't think any one of us knew as much as we do today about mental health issues. Humans need to be with humans. Mm-hmm. And regardless of where we're at, during an event, during a football game, or at work, we need to be with each other. And yes, we can do certain things online, but there's nothing like coming together on what we can achieve when we come together as a people.
What challenges are you and the industry facing in delivering that message to not only major corporations, and mid-sized companies, small businesses, but across the board? What challenges do you still face in getting us back to those pre-COVID record travel numbers?
Yeah, I think that the challenge is outside of, and one is that how is the business events industry working with a regenerative economy like New Orleans, what New Orleans is doing, to tackle issues faced around sustainability. So from an environment perspective, that's one of them. Two is that with everything in the world, we've been challenged with staffing. Companies are faced with that. Airlines are faced with that. So, and so that is an issue we're all grappling with. And so we those are good issues, but they're also problematic when you're trying to stage an event around the world. So we've got a few headwinds, but I think are good headwinds because it actually reinforces the purpose of why we meet.
You know, I think when we talk to everyone, the two things that we hear are the staffing challenges and the economists who keep telling us that we're, for 2 years or 3 years now, we've been hearing we're on the brink of a global recession. We're right there on the, we could fall into recession at any time, but consumers seem to ignore that and just keep spending, spending, spending. The Fed keeps trying to stop us from spending. How do you reconcile all of that with the folks that you deal with? And you talked about, yes, we're starting to see a lot of those job vacancies filled. We know that the industry is finding ways to get things done through other means and maybe not need quite as many people because out of necessity. But how do you deal with that fear of this economic recession that's always in the back of people's minds and that they're afraid that the economy could just end up in the crapper at any time?
Well, you know, one of the things that I study economics, not an economist, but I can tell you with every recession there was a significant impact on employment. The fact of the matter is, around the world, not just at home, employment is at record levels. And I know that we are hearing of certain tech layoffs, but the reality is that during COVID, when everything was online, tech companies staffed up more than just to handle the demand. So we are seeing some realignment of tech companies. But the fact is, employment is an all-time high. Maybe there will be some, because of the tightening of interest rates and to reining spending, maybe there will be a soft landing. But I, and maybe I'm looking through rose-colored glasses, but the reality is that we've been talking about 2 years now. It has not happened. You saw the news this morning. Economic growth for the quarter was 2.6%. We are not in a recession. And if we do, we might get a mild downturn, which is not a recession.
So we have challenges, but the future is bright nonetheless. You seem optimistic that the growth that we've seen really starting last year and continuing this year is going to continue.
Oh, I think so. I think we're just at the cusp of it. I think that we're a cusp of creating new economies. We're creating new industries. Climate change, climate crisis, all the things that we talk about has led to not about divisiveness, it's about creating technologies that can actually solve the challenges that we face, higher paying jobs. So I am very optimistic. I am also optimistic of the things that we learned during COVID, that we're now applying it to life and to new things that are going to benefit all of us. So we have a lot of year of prosperity. There's a lot of learning. The Japanese has a saying, when your back's against the wall, you sharpen your sword. We did that during COVID, and that's why growth is going to be good as we move forward.
Sheriff Karamat, thank you for joining us. Thank you for coming to New Orleans on this Global Meetings Industry Day. Any thoughts you want to leave our listeners with?
Well, listen, I first and foremost, thank you. Get to know the meetings industry. Participate in the meetings industry. This industry over the world drive economic good for people, for companies, and for communities. And we appreciate you getting involved. And thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be in New Orleans.
Well, I'm going to let you go have fun. All these people are here now with drinks in hand. They're visiting. They're meeting each other. And I'm going to let you go join them. Thank you so much for being here in New Orleans. I'm Dave Cohen in for Newell Norman. Coming up, we're going to talk to one of the premier restaurateurs in New Orleans about the value and importance of meetings in the city and gatherings here and see if they're seeing the same kind of return in growth in the industry that we're hearing about from all these meeting professionals here on WWL. Dave Cohen coming to you live from the Hyatt Regency here in downtown New Orleans on this Global Meetings Industry Day. And there are hundreds of people here now, meeting planners, journalists, and others, who are talking about why New Orleans is built to host and why it is so important that businesses get together face-to-face and have meetings, trade shows, conventions, exhibitions, and conferences. Coming up next hour, we're going to find out how it impacts on the ground level businesses in the city. We're going to talk to one of the premier restaurateurs in New Orleans about how things are going now, and are we really back to where we were when we were in what is now the heyday back in 2019 before the global pandemic. We're also going to talk to the president and general manager of the New Orleans Ernest M. Morial Convention Center about the fact that they have been seeing business coming back in great numbers and all of the plans to expand the convention center. Are they back on track now as the impacts of the pandemic appear to be behind us? We'll continue to talk about the importance of what's going on here and really the backbone of the regional economy, tourism, and conventions. I'm Dave Cohen, live at the Hyatt Regency, where the energy here is fantastic. Lots of smiles on faces as business travel is booming again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.